Homer's newest city council member, Heath Smith, introduced the proposal to not renew the city's contract with the Anderson Group. Smith claimed elected officials and the Alaska Municipal League can voice the city's concerns in Juneau without the additional cost.
So these are things going to be addressed on larger scales, broader spectrums, and that's what the AML is for and our elected officials that we currently have in office. And I think that they're going to do a decent job at helping defend that.
Smith suggested the council spend some of the Anderson Group's fee on books for the Homer Public Library and put some in port and harbor reserves. Linda Anderson with the Anderson Group handles the city's contract. She says not renewing would be a mistake. She claims the Alaska Municipal League is most effective working non-specific issues.
For example, we successfully, in 60-day session in 2013, passed legislation very specific to the city of Homer and the port to advance economic development through the Port of Homer. That's not something that the Municipal League can do.
Smith's argument centered on the unlikelihood that the legislature would allocate new money to the city in the middle of the state's budget crisis.
I know that our lobbyists in the past have gotten us a lot more money without having lobbyists, but zero times any number is still zero. And I just want to get the biggest bang for our buck as far as that goes. And if it means that we have to call Juneau and impress upon our elected officials more that we need a better communication and put forward a little effort on that part, then we should do it.
Anderson says in the past, she's represented municipalities during three economic downturns. She argues her job is more involved than asking for money.
I can assure you that it is all about legislation and proposed law. And as those bills wind their way through the process, there are 60 legislators. There are a dozen committees. Each bill will have at least 6 to 8 hearings on each side. And our job is to influence the outcome of those proposals. It's often seen that a lobbyist's role is limited to capital projects. That couldn't be further from the truth.
She says now the city needs her services more than ever because legislators will try to pass off costs to local municipalities. The city council was split on the decision, with 3 voting to renew the Anderson Group's contract and 3 voting against it. Mayor Wythe voted in favor of the renewal to break the tie. In Homer, I'm Quentin Chandler.